The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings from Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City. And welcome to this meditation, and welcome into this community of people all over the country, the world, the continent, coming together to meditate now, and also some people do it later in the day, and hello to them as well. So, when we do mindfulness practice, sooner or later, and ideally it's sooner, we would come to have a deep appreciation of our capacity for being aware, our capacity for mindfulness, for clear recognition, for observing what's happening, for sensing and feeling what's happening as it's happening. There's many different angles or perspectives to this, you know, these different sides of this wonderful jewel, this diamond of awareness, and different times different ones are emphasized. But this jewel, appreciating this tremendously valuable thing that is so easily overlooked, because the mind is using awareness to focus, to be absorbed in something else, to obsess or to be... mindfulness is the passive... Awareness is the passive vehicle with which we then get involved in our thoughts, or what I call the world of aboutness. We're thinking about something, about the future, the past, about people in our lives, about events, about fantasy. And we can get so involved in those thoughts, those ideas, those concerns, maybe because we have strong desire or fear or aversion to it or whatever reason there might be. And we're not really aware that we're aware. We might know that we're thinking about something, but everything is kind of being channeled into that world of aboutness. In mindfulness practice, we're stepping away from the world of aboutness, not to reject it, but to know it so clearly that, oh, now I'm thinking about something, now I'm feeling something, now I'm sensing something, so clearly that we become aware of the fact that we are aware. We become aware of the event of being mindful. So we hear a sound, and rather than immediately going off and thinking, what is that sound, and what should I do, and what do I have to fix here to not have the sound, the first place we go is we simply know the sound. Oh, it's listening, hearing, sound. But we do it in such a way that the awareness of sound, the knowing of it, the mindfulness of it, becomes the jewel. Stands out, becomes really the main center of our experience. And so we have this jewel, this treasure. It's a phenomenally powerful, effective, enlightening, freeing to begin to appreciate our simple capacity to awareness when we, you know, really taste it or feel it or know it. It's kind of like being distracted and being given clear, clean, refreshing mountain water from a spring. And we don't taste it, we don't feel it. We just talk away and just drink, gulp down the water. Or to really take it in and feel, oh, this is pure water, this is, you know, really feels refreshing and good, and really feel the tasting of it. So the knowing of it. So, and the avenue to doing that, the means of doing that, an important part of it is to be relaxed, not trying too hard. It's almost as if if we can be upright, and the more relaxed we can be, then awareness is the natural center of our experience. Awareness just begins to stand out and highlight this treasure of ours. So assuming a meditative posture that will allow you to both maintain a postural physical alertness of some kind and to relax your body. And gently closing your eyes. And without doing anything special around breathing, become attuned to the experience of exhaling. Become aware, know what it feels like for you to, just as you are, to exhale. And then become aware of different places in your body where there might be tension. And as you exhale, ease up, soften, relax the tension in the shoulders, in the belly, maybe the muscles along the sides of the spine. Maybe in your fingers and hand. And as you inhale into the very place that you've relaxed, as if that place can receive the inhale. As if the inhale prepares for a further relaxation on the exhale. And if you're thinking about things, you're in the world of aboutness. About what you're thinking. And we want to be in the world of awareness, of presence. A kind of awareness and mindfulness that's closely related to a silent way of being that allows you to sense and feel more deeply your experience. Or a way of knowing, recognizing that what's really happening here in the present moment as you breathe. As you relax, the awareness can maybe be more receptive, or maybe even receptive is saying too much work. Awareness just is. And in its very isness, it registers, it experiences, it knows. And the diamond of awareness, allow it to stand out a little bit in mindfulness of breathing. Simple awareness of breathing, where breathing isn't the main point of what you're doing. Breathing is the means by which awareness, mindfulness, is revealed, is known, is experienced. The mind's capacity to know, to be aware. to highlight awareness, you might use a very simple mental note that recognizes whatever it is you're aware of. Not that the note is that important in naming the experience. It's more that the note, in the wake of the note, you're more aware of being aware. Recognizing an in-breath with the word in. And then in the wake of saying that, being more there to recognize, to experience the in-breath. Out for the out-breath. Appreciating simple awareness of the present moment with breathing. And as we come to the end of the sitting, to take a few moments to appreciate your capacity to be aware, present moment awareness. Not thinking about awareness to appreciate it, but knowing it as you're aware now. Not trying too hard to know awareness. Kind of know it from the edges, or from know it from behind or underneath. Know it with the kind of peripheral awareness of the mind. Appreciating its simplicity, that way in which awareness can be simple, just know. And in the same way, love can be simple. Goodwill, friendliness, compassion can be quite simple. Also not being caught in the world of aboutness, thinking about things, but allowing the world to register in the heart, in the simplicity of the heart, the simple response of love, of compassion, goodwill. And allowing it to be simple, without needing to figure out anything or act on anything, just love, just goodwill, kindness. And perhaps there's a way in which the following words resonate with the heart, especially if you don't try to engage the meaning of the words completely, like how to do it, but just listen as if in some way these words express sentiment of the heart. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. May this simple capacity for love, for kindness, may it shine, nourish you. May the nourishment of kindness spread through your body. May the goodness of goodwill radiate through your body. And then without getting too complicated, may it be that your goodwill can be expressed today in ways that keep you intimate, connected, to a relaxed inner place of well-being and peace. And may this goodwill, peaceful, relaxed goodwill, may it also find an expression in the world, in what you say and what you do, in small or big ways in which you contribute to the welfare and happiness of others. May this meditation practice we did today contribute to the happiness and well-being of the world.